Hello,
Princess.
Please make sure you will not be disturbed for the duration of this file. Turn off any distractions. Make yourself comfortable. Lie down and just relax. It would be helpful if you are dressed as fully as possible in feminine clothing before you listen to this file, although it is not essential. It is important that you relax for me now, sweetie. Just close your eyes and just allow my words to flow across the surface of your mind. We are about to take an erotic and imaginative journey together, but to begin, it is just so important that you feel able to relax and just listen to my words. Princess, it's time to relax. It's just time to relax now, princess. Just lie back and listen now, princess. Just relax and listen. Close your eyes and just listen. Princess, I just need you to listen for a while. All you have to do is just listen for a while. We are taking a journey. We are taking a journey deep inside your mind, to the inner core, to where you need to be. We are taking you where you need to be. Feel this journey start as my words flow into your mind. Feel us just starting out together as my words flow into your mind. I hold your hand. It's okay, princess. Mistress Julie will hold your hand. We are just going on a journey inside your mind. We are going where you want to go, where you have always wanted to go, the place you need to go. Just let me take you there now. We are journeying into the future together, and that begins with a journey into your mind. You accept it. You know we need to fully explore your mind. We need to find that special place, that glowing ball of you. We just need to find it. Just take my hand, princess, and let me lead you to that special place. Listen to my words now. Let them slowly flow across and lightly penetrate the surface of your mind, and feel yourself becoming just a little more relaxed, a little more open as my words start to swirl around inside your mind. My words swirling around inside your mind and slowly taking the place of any thoughts, any anxieties, any concerns. In fact, any thought that seems to appear is suddenly lost and disappears as my words, like pink smoke, begin to swirl around your mind and occupy your attention completely. You are perfectly safe, perfectly comfortable, and this is the perfect time for you to allow my words to perhaps penetrate your mind a little deeper. Feel my words being drawn in a little deeper to your mind, swirling down the pathways of your mind, right to the very center. Like pink smoke, my words caress the outer layer of your mind, but then begin to penetrate down the many and almost infinite pathways of your mind, right to the very center, the very core of your essence, that glowing ball of you. And as the sound of my words is all around you and covering and caressing the surface of your mind, they can find so many pathways right into the very center. Yes, princess, your mind is so open and my words find it so easy to travel down the many pathways of your mind, blocking out all other thoughts and speaking to the very center of your being and personality. And you can even feel that the very core of you, the secret part of you, where all your innermost desires come from. That part of you is pulling my words in. That part of you is so desperate to hear my words, and you can feel it. Feel your soul, the glowing ball of you. Feel the yearning that exists at the core of your being for my words to guide you, instruct you, and comfort you. Yes, princess, at the very center of your being, you are calmed and reassured by the guidance that you know my words bring in, so you long for them. Long for them to penetrate every level of your mind. Allow the pink smoke to fully occupy every part of your mind, every pathway, closing down any thoughts or fears or anxieties you may have, and replacing them with a happy, relaxed, and blissful state. Yes, princess, the very center of your being longs for my words, and as you hear my words, every word I say, then immediately the very core of your being, the glowing ball of you, relaxes completely, because deep in the core of your being you need to hear my words, and it is so comforting that you have allowed them to fully take control of your mind. The inner part of you has needs and desires and does not care about the silly ego or other games you might play on the surface of your mind, and that inner part of you feels so happy, more relaxed than ever before, so blissful, relaxed, happy, and compliant now that my words are finally about to help your inner mind achieve the peace you need. Good girl, just relax, princess. Imagine my words, like pink smoke, swirling through every pathway of your mind, closing down all other thoughts and traveling throughout your mind to the very center, where they are met with pure joy, pure elation, as the inner part of you longs to hear my instructions, longs to have someone take control and let you truly be who you need and deserve to be. Just relax and breathe deeply for me now, princess. Just relax and breathe deeply and listen to my words. Princess, I am about to offer you some words, some short words that your mind will accept completely and will help you fall into this state quickly and easily. And Princess, if you are already feeling relaxed and happy and open, then these words will just increase your relaxation until you might just feel like you are melting into my words. You will just feel you are melting into my words, and in fact it might just feel a little difficult to move or do anything, but just lie there, listen and absorb permanently every word I say to you. Hush now. All thoughts will shut down completely and all that will exist will be my words, speaking directly throughout your mind and communicating directly with the most inner part of you. And as you hear those words, your body will fall completely relaxed, still and comfortable, and you just won't see any reason to move at all. Hush now, be still, Princess. I am offering you these words, Princess, so that every time you hear the phrase hush now, be still, Princess, you will be able to return to this state. These are words which the most inner part of you will long to hear, and you will know, you now know, that these words can carry you into a state of relaxation so deep and content that any thoughts of your own seem almost impossible. Hush now. And these words, Princess, they do not just bring relaxation and stillness. They do not just allow your mind to be fully open to my words. They do not just quieten any other thoughts or distractions that you might experience. They bring joy, Princess. Hush now. They bring joy and a feeling of elation, and most importantly, a feeling of these words make you feel so safe. Hush now. Be still, Prince of doubt and shame. Any fears, any anxieties, you just feel so safe, content and happy. Hush now. Yes, Princess, these words are so comforting and allow every part of your mind to simply be open. Open and relaxed, secure and accepting, knowing that the world will support you in the choices you make and that you deserve to be happy. And these words, hush now, be still, Princess. These words will bring such contentment, such happiness, such bliss at being alive that any negative thoughts, any fear, any anxiety will simply be unable to penetrate your mind. It just can't get through. You are protected. And those fears, those doubts, they are diminishing because they are just the remnants of a self-protection system your ego has developed, and you understand you just don't need that anymore. You feel relaxed, open, and elated simply lying here, listening to my words, allowing your true self, the inner core of your being, to fully come alive and listen free from any distractions. Good girl, hush now, be still, Princess. And when I tell you to be still, Princess, then you might notice that you feel it is a little difficult to move. You might just feel like you don't want to move. It is not that the words hush now, be still, Princess, paralyze your muscles or drain your limbs of strength. It is not that, although it may feel as if your muscles have been paralyzed and your limbs drained of strength. It is more that at the inner core of your being, where you feel so relaxed and happy and compliant, deep in the innermost part of your mind, you just don't want to move when I say hush now, be still, Princess. You see no reason to move at all. It is just easier and more comforting to do as I say. So when I say hush now, be still, Princess, the feeling of contentment and stillness you feel in your mind will overwhelm you, and you will feel and express that feeling of contentment and stillness by finding your body just finds it very difficult to move because you don't want to move. The most inner part of you, that glowing ball of you, the girl in you, just wants to lie still and feel happy, relaxed, and listen for my next instructions. And when I say hush now, be still, Princess, you will, at the core of your being, know that the best thing for your mind and body to do is remain still until I have told you or given you instruction that it is now appropriate to retain the full control of your body. There is penetrate your mind. Hush now, be still, Princess. Good girl. Now, sweetie, I know, we both know that at the very center of your being, underneath all the day-to-day stuff that gets in the way, but right at the very center, where your deepest desires are felt, where your deepest secrets are hidden, we know that there, sometimes you long to be a girl. You are attracted to and sometimes even aroused at the thought of experiencing being a woman. And that's okay, it's really okay. I'm sure you have imagined many times, when you are relaxed, perhaps when you are a little aroused, I'm sure you have imagined the type of girl that you truly long to experience becoming. I'm sure you've imagined how it feels to have soft, smooth skin, long, sensuous hair, a tight, tucked-in waist, flared hips. I'm sure you've thought many times about the feeling of the weight of your breasts on your chest, and the feeling of your hot, damp sex between your legs. I'm sure this is not an unfamiliar sensation to you, princess. I'm sure even now, as you breathe out, you can almost feel your breasts beginning to bud from your chest. Feel that girl inside you just beginning to wake up and come out to play. But princess, I want you to imagine. I want you to visualize, more than ever before, those breasts beginning to bud from your chest. With every breath you exhale, you feel them swell. You feel the weight. Imagine how they look in your mind's eye. Then allow your body, in your mind's eye, to take on the appearance and the feelings of being a young woman with sweet, soft, budding breasts. They feel warm on your chest, so sensual, with little brown nipples that make you tingle. Can you feel a tingle, princess? Can you feel a tingle as your perky nipples, your sexy aroused nipples start to become a little erect, a little aroused, and your breasts start to swell? Feel it more than ever before, princess. Feel the weight, the sensuous feeling of being a young woman with perfect breasts that just ache to be touched. Imagine them in your mind's eye, at the very core of your being. Then just allow your body to reshape itself according to the self-image we are creating. Allow your body to remap, to feel new sensations, to feel the weight and sensations of perfect breasts on your chest, perfectly soft, perfectly curved, so sensuous, with the perky little nipples to make you tingle. Just lie back and enjoy this feeling, princess. This is how it feels to be a girl, sweetie. And with every breath, imagine and then feel them becoming more and more real, so you can really feel the weight, really feel the soft, sensuous feeling of having these breasts you have dreamed of so many times. You have them now, princess. Your mind, at the very center, has remapped its understanding of your body and has no difficulty at all in feeling, more than ever before, these soft, sensuous breasts that seem to swell with every breath you take. Good girl. And now, princess, feel, as your breasts swell, feel your waist beneath them just start to tuck in. Imagine the feeling of having such a slim, sexy waist, the perfect hourglass figure. Just visualize it now for me, princess. In the very center of your being, begin to remap your body, reimagine your body, relearn the way your body feels, and know that beneath your sexy breasts you have the perfect nifton waist and flat feminine tummy. Imagine how it looks, then imagine how it feels, and then allow the inner you, the subconscious part of your mind that longs for this, allow it to begin remapping your body to feel your heavy breasts, slim tucked in waist, and flat smooth feminine stomach, the perfect girl's figure. And as your breasts bud, and your nipples tingle, and your waist tucks in, you can feel your hips to start to flare. Feel your hips just begin to flare out. Feel your butt just tighten a little and then swell, and in the very center of your being, imagine yourself with the perfect hourglass figure. Allow your mind, the deepest part of your mind, to remap your body, so you can feel the breasts on your chest. Feel your slim waist and flat tummy, and feel your hips flared out and your butt shape itself into the perfect embodiment of femininity. Feel the woman in you burst out, princess. Feel it like never before, stronger and stronger and stronger and stronger than ever before, as her body, as your body, begins to take perfect shape in your mind. And then feel the sensations of having this body, owning this body, being this body. Feel this feminine sensation spread through your breasts, across your flat waist and down your long legs, which are smooth and perfectly formed. Yes, princess, imagine your legs now, perfectly smooth, perfectly feminine. Imagine them as if someone, a ghostly figure, is stroking your legs from top to bottom, feminizing them, smoothing them, making them tingle. Yes, princess, we are creating a new body image in the center of your mind, at the very core of your being, that you will be able to access when you need to again and again and again. Feel the weight of your breasts, your flat feminine stomach, your perfect flared hips, your sexy butt, and your long smooth legs. Good girl. Now, princess, there is just one part left of you to complete. Just one part left until you are truly a girl, sweetie. I'm sure you know what that is, but just to help with the process, I am going to give you permission to move. I'd like you to feel a tingle in the hand you use most often and just feel it lift. Feel it lift now and then place it gently between your legs, sweetie. That's right, just place your hand between your legs, just cupping any mound you find there and just relax for me now, princess. Just relax and let my words control your mind, your feelings and your movement. Good girl. And once again, sweetie, feel the woman in you burst out, princess. Feel it like never before, stronger and stronger and stronger and stronger than ever before as her body, as your body, begins to take perfect shape in your mind and then feel the sensations of having this body, owning this body, being this body. Feel this feminine sensation spread through your breasts, across your flat waist and down your long legs which are smooth and perfectly formed. And now beneath your hand, sweetie, as you imagine, as you know that you are now this woman, I want you to feel a warmth, a tingle underneath your hand between your legs. Feel the warmth and tingle of arousal and allow it to grow, to expand, to get stronger and stronger as becoming this woman, with your hot, sexy body, starts to feel so natural, so womanly, so erotic. And as the arousal builds and builds and builds, then I want you to feel the warmth, feel the heat as your hot, sensuous, earthy, womanly vagina begins to form underneath your hand. Feel the heat, the longing, the burning desire of a woman to be filled as you feel a moist, hot, wanton and perfect pussy forming between your legs. As the tingle grows, let it spread out across your crotch and up and deep inside you. Feel the tingle, princess. Feel the tingle and now take your hand and slip a finger right in between your legs, just to the part where a woman's hot little pussy would be and push, push hard with your fingers and feel them travel up, inside you, penetrating you. Good girl, finger yourself now, princess. Push up inside and in between your legs and feel the moist, hot, horny pussy that is starting to take shape between your legs. And as you feel it, as you imagine it, let your mind, at the very center of your being, remap the image of your body until you can feel it all. Your throbbing breasts, your feminine waist and tummy, your sexy butt and long legs, and lastly your hot cunt, the hot pussy between your legs that is longing to be fucked. Feel it now, princess. Feel it all as you touch yourself, every inch a woman, every inch under my control, mind and body, female and horny princess, so horny, so aroused like you might just burst. Good girl. And now, princess, I know what you need. I know what you need and you are going to experience it. And now, sweetie, now girl, you have my permission to touch yourself, touch your hot cunt in any way that you know stimulates you best. Good girl, you are now able to touch yourself freely. Whilst the rest of you stays still, you may use your hand to stimulate yourself. You may tense your thighs. You may even arch your back a little and we are going to take an erotic journey together to satisfy this burning feminine lust at the very core of your being. You may not come yet, princess, not until I say, but you may use your hand to pleasure yourself any way you feel the need to as you begin on your journey to the hottest, hardest, dirtiest female orgasm you will have ever felt in your life before. It is coming, princess, and throughout our journey, throughout this erotic experience, you may touch yourself any way you need to. You may tense your leg muscles, you may arch your back, you may even let out soft feminine moans. Just arouse yourself any way you need to, princess, and feel the filthiest, hardest, hottest feminine orgasm building and building and building. Now as my words travel straight to the center of your mind, you will imagine and create the scenario we are imagining and your pleasure will build, and the more aroused you become, the more real it will seem, and the more real it seems, then the more aroused you will become. Take a deep breath, princess. Feel relaxation and arousal and anticipation of what is to come. Good girl. Imagine you are now sitting at a dressing table in a beautiful room and you feel warm and safe and aroused. You can feel and sense every inch of your womanly body, your breasts, your soft skin, your hot, moist sex that tingles. You are naked except for a short pink satin robe which is loosely tied with a sash around your waist. You are getting ready, princess. You are making yourself look pretty, not to go out, but to stay in. You are making yourself look as pretty. pretty and as sexy as possible because your guy, your hunk of a man is coming over to see you and you need to look your best for him. You know he is coming. You can sense he is close. You imagine him, his musky masculine smell, his aftershave, his deep voice. The man who has been in your fantasies so many times is coming to life and he is coming to see you, princess. You can sense him, your man, your guy, your master, the man who will make you do anything, anything at all he wants, and you will just love him, just adore him for it. The guy who makes you feel like a woman, but also like a slut, like a slave. The guy you want to worship, and you can sense he is growing near, and as he comes nearer and nearer, your arousal starts to grow as you think about his cock and what he is going to do to you. So you must off your mascara, you look in the mirror and pout your lips. You can see yourself, breasts budding beneath the satin of your robe, red sexy pouting cock sucking lips, perfectly defined eyes, smooth flawless skin, and your hair, so teased and perfect and in your favorite style and color, and you admit, you look like a bit of a slut, but you know that's what he likes, and you will do anything to please the guy that is coming to see you. And now your hair and makeup is perfect, and you can feel your soft inviting red lips, and smell the hairspray on your teased hair, and you look down and see your perfectly manicured fingernails, and you reach to a drawer in the dressing table and open it, and inside the drawer is a gauzy mass of lingerie in lace and silk and satin, and you know just what you are looking for. You untie your robe and allow it to slip behind your shoulders, admiring your firm sensual breasts in the mirror as you take an exquisite bath out of the lingerie. It is jet black with lace paneling over the front covering your tummy, black satin cups to hold your breasts, light boning to clench your waist, and suspender straps to attach your stockings. And as you wrap the sensuous item around your waist, and you can feel it nipping in your waist as you fasten the hooks, tuck your soft breasts into the satin cups, and slide the thin straps over your shoulders. It is beautiful. You look beautiful, princess, sexy with just a hint of slutty, just enough to make your guy want to fuck you on the spot, to make any guy want to fuck you on the spot, and you smile coyly to yourself as you smooth your lingerie over your pretty tummy. And now as you feel the lace and the boning clench in your waist, and the feeling of the satin cradling your breast, and the pull on your shoulders from the straps due to the weight of your breasts, and you slide your hand into the drawer and take out a sexy lace black thong. It has black lace at the front and a thin strip to nestle between your butt cheeks, and you know it will drive your man wild. So you slip the panties up your legs, then pull them tight onto your hot sex, and you can feel the warmth and arousal of your sex, and you pull them tight and feel the thong just settle between your butt cheeks, making you very aware of the slutty yet sensuous panties you are wearing. And finally you take out your best silk stockings, black and sheer, and roll them up and begin to slide the cool material up your smooth and perfect legs. Feel the material clinging to your curves, then you slip the suspender straps beneath your panties and just clip your stockings into place. And now you stand and you can feel the weight of your breasts, the straps pull tight, the warm hot sex in your panties, and the slight pull of the stockings on your long smooth legs. You look down and see your heels and bend and slide your feet into the strappy stiletto heels, feeling the straps tight around your ankles, and you stand and walk over to your closet, and as you walk you feel your hips sway and the heels just alter your posture a little, and you feel slightly vulnerable and so sexy as you totter over to your closet thinking about what dress you should wear to really get your guy off. And as you near your closet you hear a loud knocking at the door, and you stop suddenly, and you know he is there. He is there right now, your man, your guy, your master, standing right outside just waiting to be let in. And it startles you because you aren't ready and your mind feels a little confused and you aren't sure what to do, and then mischievously, you make a decision and you walk towards the door to let him in. After all, it's not like your dress was going to stay on for long anyway, and your lingerie is just so sexy, so sensual. It was just made to be seen. So as you turn the door handle, you feel a wave of apprehension and your arousal starts to build, and then you open the door, and oh my God, there he is, your guy, your man, your master, and you breathe in and almost gasp a little as you take in his masculine powerful presence. You look him up and down and he looks you up and down, and you can see the glint in his eye as he drinks you in, and he is so strong, so much taller and stronger and more powerful than you, and you feel so vulnerable in just your underwear, but so feminine and so aroused, so horny for this guy, and you know you will do whatever he wants. And he smiles at you and reaches out and grabs you in his strong arms, holding his muscular body against yours, and your hands snake around his neck, and you almost hang off him as he lowers his face onto yours, and as his lips touch yours, and oh my God, it's like an explosion as he holds you so tight, your breasts smash against his firm chest, and he kisses you hard and hungrily, and you just melt. You just melt into him as your arousal builds and builds, and your lust for this man, for this body, for this kiss, for his cock, grows and grows so much stronger than before. And his tongue is pressing into your mouth now, penetrating you, and you feel his stubble burn against your soft skin, his tongue deep in your throat as your tongue flickers to meet him, yielding and passionate, and your arms stroke the back of his short hair, and you let him take your weight as your body presses into him, and you can even feel his hardness starting to form as his hands slide down and cup your cute ass cheeks, pulling them apart a little and sliding his fingers up and down the strap of your thong. Then you feel his hands tighten around your butt as he breaks the kiss briefly, and you hear his gruff deep masculine voice tell you how much he needs to fuck you right now, and you feel him lift you up slightly, and you let him and wrap your legs around him and lean in and start to kiss him again as he carries you over to the bed. Feel his power now, princess, and touch yourself and let the slut inside come alive. And as he lays you down on your back on the bed and you look up into those strong controlling eyes, and you know he is in charge and he is going to do just as he pleases to you, and you lean forward, your legs still wrapped around him, his cock grinding into your hot wet sex, and you smile coyly and start to undo the buttons in his shirt, and he takes your chin in his hands and begins to stroke your cheek, and you undo his shirt and stroke your hands over his powerful muscular chest, feeling his strength, and then you run a finger down his chest, down his belly, down the thick line of pubic hair, and you know what you want, what you need now, you dirty little slut, as you grip his waistband and pull him against your body, and you feel him get harder and harder as you get hotter and hotter and wetter and wetter, and you undo his belt and slide down his zipper and slip your small hands inside and start to rub his thick twitching cock through his shorts, and oh my God, it's so hard and just so big and powerful, and it throbs, and God, you need it, so you look deep in his eyes, and then repositioning yourself slightly, you lean your head forward as you start to lower his jeans and then lower his shorts, and it just springs out all hard and scrummy and what you need, and his cock is just inches from your face as your lips get closer and closer, so you slide your fingers around the base and then just lean forward and plant a soft long kiss on the thick purple head of his cock, letting your tongue play on the underside for a moment where you just know he is so sensitive, and you feel him moan as you start to masturbate his cock just a little, then flicker your tongue over the head before finally letting your lips slide over the tip of his cock until just the head is in your mouth, and you swirl your tongue around it, relishing his taste, his power, his smell, your guy, your man, your master. Then you let the tip leave your mouth and trace a line with your tongue right down to the base of his cock, nuzzling your nose in his pubic hair, and then lift his cock and plant soft kisses on his throbbing balls. You stroke your hand up his hairy muscular thigh as you feel him take your head in his large hands, and so gently you slide your lips over his balls and suck one of them into your mouth as you start to gently masturbate him, and you suck his heavy ball in deep, feeling his pubic hair under your tongue, and then let it pop out of your mouth as you once again slide your lips over his balls, lapping your tongue down flat on them, and then take his other ball into your mouth and suck down deeply as his hands grip your hair gently at first and then tighter and tighter. You feel his muscles tense in his legs, and then allowing his ball to pop out of your mouth, you slide the tip of your tongue along the length of the underside of his cock until it reaches the tip, and then hungrily slide your lips down deeper now, taking in not just the head, but feeling his cock sliding down into your throat as he pulls you onto him with your hair. And his cock is so big and so hard as it works its way down your throat, and you gag a little, but as you do, his hands grip you tighter and you've no choice. You relax your throat as best you can and let his cock slide deeper and deeper into your throat. And you cup his heavy balls with one hand and grip his well-muscled firm but with your other as he loosens his grip a little, and you slide back your lips but then feel the pull on your hair as he thrusts his cock deeper and deeper into your throat now, and you can't breathe as you swallow down his cock so deep in your throat, and your nose reaches his pubes and nuzzles there until he forces you back and starts to work your lips up and down his cock. And as you feel him tense and his balls start to tense and his cock twitching and swelling in your throat, and you know he is close and you want his cum in your tummy so much, but then forcing his cock deep into your throat one last time and holding you there. Then he releases you and pushes you hard back down onto the bed, and you lie there, so hot, so wet, and look up at him and slide down the bed so his cock is pressing against your panties, and you feel his hand stroking your body over the lace of your underwear and cupping your breasts and gripping your nipples gently, then harder and harder in his fingers as you moan, and his hands work your tits out of your underwear, and you lay there writhing against his cock, his hands roughly gripping your breasts. Then one of his big hands slide down your tummy and he grabs your panties and pushes his finger through the material deep into your legs with so much strength, then slipping a finger inside he slides his hands over your dripping wet hole and flickers your clit, just allowing it to come alive and set you on fire. And as his finger starts to press against and rub your clit, you can feel the tingle, the arousal building, the desperate longing as the arousal builds and builds, but he is not done yet and you are not going to come until his cock is buried deep inside you. So he slides your panties to one side and starts to rub the head of his cock against your hole, pressing it against your clit and then down your labia and then back up to your clit, and he grips your thighs hard, his strong fingers nearly encircling your thin legs, and then positions his cock just at the entrance to your wet cunt and grips your thighs hard as you hear him say, "I'm slut is ready." And as you hear the door opening behind you, after what is happening, but then he plunges his cock deep inside you and you gasp and you just be fuck, to be his slut, and you can feel his hot hard cock working its way deep inside you, and he holds you there, gripping you tight, holding you hard down on his cock as you lay on the bed and sense the feeling of people around you behind you. Then you feel strong hands gripping you and pinning you to the bed, and he starts to work his cock in and out of you, and you can't move because someone is gripping your hair and someone is gripping your arms, and you hear the sound of guys grunting and zips being undone. But it's so hard to concentrate as his cock pounds into you, and then you feel things, firm hot things bumping into your face and suddenly in front of your eyes, above your face as you lie on the bed, held down being fucked, and you see 3, 4, 5 cocks with strong hands pumping them all pointing at your face, and you hear the guys laughing at what a dirty little fucking slut you are, but you don't care and you stick out your tongue, you want all these cocks and you try and lick them and get them in your mouth, but you are held down and you can see these cocks being worked in and out of your face, the thick heads in front of your eyes, sometimes bumping your face as you desperately try to lick them to taste them, but then your man speeds up and you can feel him building and you are just so hot and aroused, and his cock is slamming into you now, and the cocks in your face, you cannot even tell how many, but you can see they are being pumped faster and faster, and they are all aimed at your face, and there are strong hands all over your body as he is pumping you, fucking you like a dirty little whore, and you writhe on the bed as he slams into you, and you can feel your orgasm building and building, and your cunt is so wet and hot, and all you can see is cock, and all you can feel is the cock slamming in and out of your cunt, and then one of the cocks in your face twitches and you hear a grunt, and your man slides his cock into your cunt so deep as you feel hot cum splash onto your face, a thick stream of cum landing across your face, and oh my god, you dirty fucking slut, you just love it as the cum lands in a line on your face, over your nose, your lips, your cheeks, and your tongue darts out, and fuck, you are so close now, you little cum slut bitch, and he's fucking you, and as your tongue darts out to try and taste the cum on your face, you feel another thick stream of salty cum land on your tongue and drip into your mouth as another cock explodes in your face, and oh my god, you dirty fucking fucking little cum slut, you cock crazed dirty fucking little bitch, and your body is so alive and held down, and then a stream of cum hits you in your eyes and another cock is pushed into your mouth and you feel hot cum hit the back of your throat, and then you feel your guy tense and tighten his leg muscles and your leg muscles tighten as well, and you moan, and yes, you can feel him gripping you so hard onto his cock, and you feel something wet and hot splash over your tits, and yes, come now you dirty fucking cum slut, you nasty little cum dumpster, come now. As you feel him inside, you feel your hot cunt with his cum, and another cock explodes in your face, and come now you horny fucking slut, you cock loving bitch, you cum slut, nasty cock crazy little cum dumpster, and you can't see, and cum is flooding your cunt, and all you hear is grunting as more hot cum splashing on your tits, and you just fucking explode, you dirty little bitch, you just fucking explode as your pussy comes so fucking hard, and you feel the cum in your cunt, and the cum on your face, and the cum on your tits, and the cum in your eyes, and the cum on your cheeks, and the cum up your nose, and it keeps coming and coming and cum now, you dirty fucking bitch, cum hard for your man, cum hard for all these cocks, you dirty fucking cum slut, cum hard now, princess, no, you are this dirty fucking cum slut, this cock crazed little bitch now, and forever and for the rest of your life, a cum slut, yes, 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 cum slut, nasty little cum slut, yes, 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 cum slut, nasty little cum slut, yes, 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 cum slut, nasty little cum slut, yes, 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 cum slut, nasty little cum slut, come now, you dirty fucking bitch, come for your guy now, and be his bitch forever. Just lie there now, don't move, cannot move at all, just lie there now and relax, keep your eyes closed, still and relaxed, mind empty, mind completely, no thoughts at all, cannot move at all, just my voice, just lie there still and relaxed, feel your mind go fuzzy, feel it relax, after orgasm a chemical is released in your mind which is almost like natural Valium, this is why some people find it so easy to sleep right after climaxing, can you feel it? Calming you, soothing you, now you feel this natural chemical entering your mind, making you a little woozy, making your head a little fuzzy, it is perfectly normal, just relax, don't move, just relax, breathe deeply and listen to my words as you feel the natural Valium which is flooding every part of your mind slow you down and allow you just to drift and listen to my words and let them travel right to the center of your mind, hush now, be still princess. There are many different ways of being in this world, many different fantasies, different fetishes, sexualities, and ways of perceiving gender and sexuality, and that is okay. In fact, it is wonderful and important that there is so much variety and that we are very close to living in a world where you will not be judged on your sexuality, your tastes, your fetishes, as long as they do not harm anyone else or you do not act without another's consent. I know you would not judge anyone else on their fantasies. Their sexuality. You would not condemn anyone as long as they are not hurting anybody, and you must never condemn yourself. You are special, but you are also perfectly normal. You have every right to enjoy, celebrate and explore any desires you may have, and people have some strange and exotic fantasies, and we all have sides to our sexuality that perhaps we wouldn't tell the whole world about, or perhaps we would, and keep this side of you as secret or as open as you wish to. You can explore it as much as you wish, and it is really nobody's business but your own. There is no reason, no reason at all to feel shame, or doubt or anxiety about any aspects of your sexuality. You are not uncommon. You would be amazed at how many people have secret thoughts and desires that they may not express to anyone. There are people in this world who do operate without consent, who hurt people, who act in a sexually unpleasant way, but that is not what you are doing at all by listening to these files. You are not harming anyone and you have every right to express yourself and enjoy pleasure. Why shouldn't you? We only have one life to lead on this earth and the only sin would be to deny yourself the pleasure that these experiences can bring you. Perhaps you live out some of these fantasies in real life, perhaps you will one day, or perhaps they will just remain fantasies, an erotic way to entertain yourself. And whichever you choose, it's okay. It's really okay. You are nothing wrong with you. People all over the world world have been experimenting with gender and sexuality for as long as there have been people. It is perfectly normal and natural, and whilst we all carry baggage due to the world, society or culture we may have been born into, that is no reason why you don't have the right to express yourself and enjoy pleasure in any way you desire. It's really okay. So lie back, relax, and just let my words wash over you. You are okay. You are really okay. In fact, you are better than okay. You are brave enough to explore the depth, diversity, and beauty of human sexuality. You know the mind is a powerful thing. You know that submission is a great gift, and you are strong enough to enjoy all aspects of your sexuality, gender, and imagination. Shortly be time for this file to end. And if you are dressed in any female clothing, that is okay. Just lie here, relax, and drift. Be still, princess, and just lie back, happy, content, and unafraid. You will even find, the more you drift, the more you listen to this file, that any thoughts of getting up, tearing off your clothes, trying to forget what just happened is so silly. You have done nothing wrong, nothing wrong at all, and the longer you lie here, still and relaxed, the more you realize that it is all okay, really okay, and I want you to feel proud and happy about who you are. So just lie back and be still now, princess. Lie back and let your mind drift. And as you lie there, so relaxed, your mind happy and drifting, then eventually, in time, you may start to feel the tingle again. And if you feel that tingle, that's okay. It's really okay. It means you have grown stronger. You know the tingle I mean. That girl tingle. That tingle that is just a little arousing, a little motivating. That tingle you feel when you imagine yourself as a girl. And when that tingle comes, you will find that your movement begins to return. That tingle will feel revitalizing and refreshing, and you will feel happy and so full of energy. When that special girl tingle comes back, it will be time for your mind to come back to full awareness. And any thoughts of doubt or shame, any fears, any anxieties, will just seem so silly. And if you happen to have dressed as a girl for this experience, then you will be glad you didn't remove all your clothes. You will feel proud and know you have moved into a new state of acceptance, which will only bring happiness and peace of mind in the long run. Can you feel it yet, princess? That girl tingle, that special tingle. As soon as you feel it, you will feel your ability to move freely return, and this will just become a happy memory of an erotic experience. When you start to enjoy the pretty clothes you are wearing, then you will be back to full awareness, and you will enjoy being the girl that deep down we both know is very much a part of you, and there is nothing wrong with that. So just lie there for me, sweetie. Just relax, and when the tingle returns, you can fully awaken, revived, refreshed, and happy to go about the rest of your day. Good girl, and I look forward to working with you again soon. Goodbye for now, my special, happy and horny little princess. Wake up now, princess, move and feel the tingle. Good girl. Wake up now, princess, move and feel the tingle. Good girl. Wake up now, princess, move and feel the tingle. Good girl. Wake up now, princess, move and feel the tingle. Good girl. Wake up now, princess, move and feel the tingle. Good girl. Wake up now, princess, move and feel the tingle. Good girl. Wake up now, princess, move and feel the tingle. Good girl. You sexy little cum slut.